Would teach us the humility and grace that stems from our faith in you. Let us not exalt ourselves, but let's humble ourselves so that we shall be exalted. Lord Jesus, you set the most perfect example of service to the sick, the downtrodden and poor. Thank you, Lord, that you consider us worthy of your love, and so teach us to show that same example to others. Amen. There's a great many things to learn from both our readings today. But the principal point is this, that we should strive to be humble in all things. So what does that actually mean, to be humble in all things? Well, I know what the opposite means. I know what it means to do the opposite of being humble. The opposite of being humble is to be proud and aloof, self-referenced and self-opinionated, looking to better everybody else and using your gifts that you have to belittle others and to remind them of what they do not have. And that in turn leads us to often prevent or to stop others from achieving in case they end up overtaking us, and preventing others from getting on just in case they win against us. This week, we saw and celebrated World Mental Health Day, if celebration is the right word. But the idea of World Mental Health Day is to raise awareness of all forms of mental health, helping people better understand what mental health means and what help they can obtain. And one of the advice on care and lifestyle choices to develop better mental health is this: do not give time to those who do not appreciate you. They advise to avoid those that run you down or make you feel bad. It says, surround yourselves with people that accept you and want to spend time with you, and with people that make you happy. You see, when you put it like that, being humble can only mean placing others before yourself. So that means loving your neighbour, seeking unity and peace, being kind, showing generosity in spirit, being generous in wealth and in truth, replacing your needs with the needs of others and the spiritual concern for all. St. Paul sums it up very neatly in verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Thus, St. Paul is saying that to be genuinely humble is an action of the Holy Spirit. Serving others in Christ, putting others before yourself, is a spiritual fruit. And so much so, such actions never go unnoticed by God, because he knows our hearts, he knows our intent. And the Holy Spirit, when we do good deeds, testifies for us and through us, through our actions and our words. And that what proves us to be humble. And I would also say, being ambitious, although it's good to have, you know, expectations and hope for yourself, but ambition in itself is wearisome. Humility brings peace. The gospel reading, Jesus uses a parable to show us and to teach these critical Pharisees and doctors of the law what happens when you think too highly of yourself. And he teaches us that through that parable, that if you think too highly of yourself, you may jeopardize your place in salvation. In other words, thinking that we are more holy than everyone else and more deserving than we actually are, is you're making a risky mistake. A common problem with some people in the church is that they believe that their interpretation of faith is the only right and true way. And so these people in their error are placing themselves top table. And so in time will inevitably be humiliated when they're asked to step down a notch, or two, or three, or maybe even more. sitting bottom table, or as this translation puts it, sitting at the lowest room. Let's use the word table because that's common to us. So sitting bottom table is to sit at the back. It's to clean the toilets. It's to be prepared to wash up the cups. It's to sweep the floor. It's to do all the jobs and things that poorly paid and disrespected people usually do. Sitting bottom table is to be on the lookout to help and pray and serve others who need help or are in crisis. Sitting bottom table means to take an interest in others and not show off your wealth or your skills or your talents. Sitting bottom table is to be content with what you have and to share that contentment and to others with your gifts. Lastly, and this is what interests me, being bottom table, or better still, behind the green baize, if you know what that means, upstairs, downstairs, behind the baize door, it's usually where all the really exciting and real things happen. You often find at bottom table is where real people live and real people are. Those that perhaps value truth over wealth, or are funny and kind and generous because their high ambitions don't get in the way. And they know the gossip, and they have the wit and wisdom often that those they serve rarely have. Where would any self-respecting country house novel or sitcom be without such an upstairs downstairs situation going on with that kind of vibe? But coming back to the spiritual terms, top table is often where the priests like to sit. Bottom table is where you find prophets. Top table is where managers operate. Bottom table is where you find your leaders. Top table is for the pious, the self-righteous, and where the proud operate. Bottom table is where the party is. Amen.